chapter 3-4.
And in those days, a king from the east will come against them, and his cavalry will overrun their land. And he will burn their city with fire, along with the holy temple of the Lord. And he will carry off all the holy vessels. And he will exile all the people, and will lead them to his own land. Yes, he will take the two tribes with him. Then the two tribes, considering themselves like a lioness in a dusty plain, hungry and parched, will call upon the 10 tribes, and they shall loudly declare, "Righteous and holy is the Lord. For in the same way that you sinned, likewise we, with our little ones, have now been led out with you." Then, hearing the reproachful words of the two tribes, the 10 tribes will lament and will say, "What shall we do with you, brothers? Has not this tribulation come upon the whole house of Israel?" Then all of the tribes will lament, crying out to the heavens and saying, "God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, remember your covenant which you made with them, and the oath which you swore to them by yourself, that their seed would never fail in the land which you have given them." Then, in that day, they will remember me, saying from tribe to tribe, and each man to his neighbor, "Is this not what was made known to us in prophecies by Moses, who suffered many things in Egypt, and at the Sea of Reeds, and in the wilderness for 40 years, when he solemnly called the heavens and the earth as witnesses against us, in order that we would not transgress God's commandments, of which he had become the mediator for us? Behold, these things which have befallen us after that time are in accordance with his admonition as he declared to us at that time. Yes, behold, these things have been confirmed, even to the extent that we have been led away as captives into the land of the east. And they will be in bondage for about 77 years. Then, one who is over them will come upon the scene, and he will stretch forth his hands and bow his knees and pray for them, saying, "Lord of all, King on the lofty throne, who rules the age, and who has willed that this people should be a chosen people for you. Yes, who has willed to be called their God according to the covenant which you made with their fathers. And yet, they, along with their women and children, have gone as captives into a foreign land and are surrounded by the gates of strangers. And there is great majesty in that place. Have regard and compassion for them, O Lord of the heavens." Then God will remember them, due to the covenant which he made with their fathers, and he will openly show his compassion. And in those times he will inspire a king to have pity on them and send them off to their own land and country. Then some portions of the tribes will arise, and they will come to their appointed place, and they will strongly build its walls. And the two tribes will remain steadfast in their former faith, sorrowful and sighing because they will not be able to offer sacrifices to the Lord of their fathers. And the 10 tribes will grow and spread out among the nations during the time of their captivity.